Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. We have a lot to cover. Looks like this week's going to be pretty good for planting across the Corn Belt. Do you have some details for me?
Yes, hi, Todd. With the outlook here for the Corn Belt, it looks quite favorable for planting progress over the next couple of weeks. And so, again, of late, progress has been delayed a bit just because of the cooler temperatures and cooler air temperatures and cooler soil temperatures and then a bit of rain. But looking out for the next couple of weeks, temperatures climbing to warmer than normal levels across the western Corn Belt. Eastern Corn Belt, still a bit biased on the cool side, but nothing highly anomalous. But then precipitation looks below normal, not only across the Corn Belt, but across much of the central U.S., extending into the plains, especially northern plains, even up into Canada. Overall, this type of pattern will allow for a quite rapid planting as we go from now through month's end and even into the first few days of May.
Does that cause any problems elsewhere in the nation? Meaning, if we've got pretty good conditions, they must be dry part of the time. So are there places in the U.S. that are too dry?
Well, we're watching here some dryness across portions of the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, namely in western Kansas, which is the largest hard red producing state. Over the next couple of weeks, there will be some minor opportunities for precip. So while the forecast is not totally dry, in general, we do not see a general improvement in soil moisture for the belt as a whole. So kind of a mixed bag. A few pockets improve, other areas will miss out. So basically kind of unchanged over the next couple of weeks with still, you know, again, kind of mixed. Some areas that will continue to need rain 2 weeks from now, but other areas seeing some improvement.
Let's stay with wheat for a moment. The French have said they're going to cut their outlook for wheat. In fact, I think that's kind of the case across Europe and spreading into parts of the Ukraine and Russia. Is that right?
Yeah, over the past month's time frame, we've seen below normal precipitation, pretty wide scale across Europe and the Black Sea. In fact, over the past 30 days, a large percentage of wheat acreage in Europe and the Black Sea wheat belt has received less than 25% of normal precipitation. And with the driest conditions, actually over central Europe, Germany, portions of France, Poland. Over the next couple of weeks, that general dry pattern looks to persist, although there will be some minor improvement in areas of Ukraine and Russia, but even with the rains there, it does not look enough to turn around the situation. And beyond the next couple of weeks, there are indications of below normal rainfall returning to Ukraine and Russia. So bottom line is that the dryness or the below normal precip pattern, which covers a lot of wheat acreage, looks to continue going into the early part of May, and that's going to be combined with warmer than normal temperatures as well, especially in Western Europe over the next couple of weeks.
And finally, let's switch areas and crops both, but stay with dry conditions. In the southern part of Brazil, I'm told the safrinha crop of corn has been in a drier mode. That would be normal, relatively speaking, but I think this one's in a bit more trouble than that.
Yeah, this is the kind of the final inning, if you would, of the rainy season across Brazil. And over the past several weeks, it's really been the Paraná and the southern part of the Mato Grosso do Sul winter corn acreage that has shifted drier. And as we look out over the next couple of weeks, those areas look to stay drier than normal. In fact, little to any rainfall is forecast across those areas. Combined with the dryness, will be warmer than normal temperatures. So again, that southern part of the Safrinha Corn Belt will remain in a drier mode with depleting soil moisture reserves going into the early part of May. The Mato Grosso acreage, which is actually the largest winter corn area in Brazil, that area will continue to receive rain and keep yield prospects on the high side. But it's that southern part where crop stress is heightened and looks to stay that way.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois.